Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt from CuttingThroughTheMatrix.com. You can also look into my site at alanwattsentientsentinel.eu, where you can download transcripts written in European languages, different languages of Europe. I try to give an overall picture, a much bigger picture, of the world we're living in and how we got here and where we're going. Not because we all want to go in a certain direction, it's because we're being guided all through our lives along a predetermined course, predetermined by think tanks who are employed by very rich people. And those very rich people belong to the highest society on the planet. They've been here for a long, long time. And really, from the beginning of the Industrial Revolution especially, they became more organized. The Industrial Revolution was a beginning of collection of data on statistics for work improvement and time in motion, they used to call it then. All of these statistics came in, population increases, decreases, etc., were factored into projected economies of the future. They had big, big meetings to do with how many people they'd even need in Britain, for instance, to get through the next 100 years, since they were killing off so many people in the 1700s and 1800s with overwork. The average person worked 16 hours per day, male and female. There was no social security. If you were sick, then your wife or the child had to work for you in your place. The big carts that used to be hauled round by horses round the cities in times of plague were used all through those cities during the whole Industrial Revolution to take the dead away who died of malnourishment because of the incredibly low wages they were paid. They took the dead away every morning and put them in pits and buried them. That was the great Industrial Revolution of the great British Empire. So they had to cost into all of their factors, projected deaths versus immigration and population increase. We've gone on a steady course from then with the think tanks and economists working at very high levels, trying to project the next step and the next step and the next step. They'd already projected the end of the industrial era before the year 1900. They knew when they'd pull out and put their businesses overseas. People will wonder why and how they could have done this. Well, it's quite simple, really, because even in the 17th century and the 18th century, they were putting their cotton factories from England over into India to try it out there for cheaper labor. And there were tremendous strikes and riots back in Britain where they used the usual traditional method of quelling those strikes, and that was to turn the troops on the people. Nothing changes down through the ages. And Marx and Lenin both said the truth, since they're both trained and paid by the big bankers. They said that all wars are economic wars, yet most wars, you see, are not traditional wars as we think of them. We think of wars as men facing men with flags waving and all this nonsense. But most wars and revolutions are bloodless or fairly bloodless. We've had the sexual revolution in the 1960s, the various kinds of revolutions which changed society almost upside down, but not by chance, always along a predetermined course. I'll be back in a few moments after these messages.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Hey folks, Alan Watt back again, filling in for Charles Giuliani, and I'm just going through some of the history that led up to where we are today, to show you how nothing evolves naturally in the society, and just like Plato said, all culture is given from the top. Any true grassroots culture coming from the bottom would have to be quenched right away, because it would have unforeseen circumstances and a rippling effect right through society. You could never tell where it would end up. We are where we are today because what's happening today was planned before we were born. When you realize that people like Aldous Huxley, who belong to some of the biggest think tanks on the planet that help direct culture and the future, wrote his book, Brave New World, in the 1930s, before World War II, where he predicted a world where people would be cloned and specially made. Ideal design, the ID, the other meaning of ID, the ideal design. You would be bred for a task and be given as many arms as they needed for that task. But you'd be very happy and contented. You'd also live in a sort of drugged haze, very content, happy, and still efficient at the same time. Sex of all kinds would be plentiful, be no bonding as we know it today. Everything would be transitory, and no one would worry about the future. However, that was for a working class, a purpose-made working class. This seems rather incredible to people today when we see all these little snippets coming in through newspapers to do with genetic engineering. Yet no one asks why so much money and time and government grants have gone in that direction. Back in the 1970s, the big cry when they started all of this publicly, that is, was that if they could just find defective genes, they could cure illnesses. Well, obviously that meant you'd have to alter either parent that carried the defective genes or alter the sperm or the ovum before conception. That's what they meant by it. Not after the effect, but before the fact, you'd avoid it. Those who have seen the movie Gattaca, that is G-A-T-T-I-C-A, should take heed, because that movie was based on what's coming right now. The purpose-made society. Again, in the 60s and 70s, the big think tanks put out projections on the future and how to get rid of the base people, as they called them, those that were lowly, those ones that were a few pennies short of the pound or a few cents short of the dollar. The idea came up that they would take sperm from mainly doctors, being a higher intellect, etc., and they would then breed up the population to a better standard, as though somehow having a little bit more ability to parrot what you're taught made you intelligent. They had meetings to discuss how to force women to accept the sperm donation. They knew that was a tricky one. It sort of interfered with the usual games people play during the bonding process. So all of these things were discussed and paid by your tax money, really, to find methods and ways to make it all happen. The health services had to be brought up into health authorities that we would obey. It's difficult to obey a service when it's supposed to be voluntary, but when you make it an authority after you've accepted it for many years as a service and gradually give them authority, the public accept it. And that's what the whole idea of national health care is all about, to re-engineer the public, to weigh them, to inoculate them, to eventually sterilize those that they deem unfit, because the eugenics movement goes way back in history, way back into the snobbish times of the Middle Ages, when they called everything commoners and those who were noble as having good breeding. Nothing has changed. The society they hope to bring in is to be efficient. They don't need all the laboring classes in the West anymore. And they're going to reduce the laboring classes in China too, as they reduce the populations of the entire planet. They won't need all those factory workers because they won't have to supply a huge Western population. Again, all being discussed at very high levels, written in books put out by participants in these meetings, but sadly unread by most of the public because it's not terribly exciting or very sexy. If you look into the Ottawa Citizen, this was sent to me by Linda from Ottawa. The Ottawa Citizen on Tuesday, May the 8th, 2007, published a little report on the eugenics program. It was first printed in the Daily Telegraph, and the reporter was Roland Hancock. It says, from London, embryos are to be screened for a cosmetic defect for the first time in a British clinic, leading to warnings of a slippery slope towards the creation of designer children. Doctors have been given permission to create a baby free from a genetic disorder that would have caused the child to have a severe squint. The Bridge Center, like the term bridge, they love building bridges. The Bridge Center Family Clinic in London has been licensed to treat a businessman and his wife to create the baby. Both the businessman and his father suffer from the condition, which causes the eyes to look downwards or sideways. Critics have said that permission is another step on the end to creating only perfect-looking babies in the laboratory. Now listen to this part. The license was granted by the Human Fertilization and Embryology Authority. Did you know there was one? Did you know that every country's got one now? A Human Fertilization and Embryology Authority. An official authority to Geddes Gudzinskas, who believes the landmark ruling marks a shift away from granting licenses only for life-threatening conditions. We will increasingly see the use of embryo screening for severe cosmetic conditions, he said. He added that it would seek to screen for any genetic factor that would cause a family severe distress. Now, that's wide open for legal interpretation. When asked if he would screen embryos for factors such as hair color, he said, if there is a cosmetic aspect to an individual case, I would assess it on its merits. Hair color can be a cause of bullying, which can lead to suicide. Now, you see how they can reinterpret anything immediately, and that's a lawyer, obviously speaking, as a PR spokesman for the clinic. With agreement of the Fertilization Authority, I would do it. If a parent suffered from asthma and it was possible to detect a genetic factor for this, I would do it. It all depends on the family's distress, he said. So this is what we're looking at. They start off always with intention for the public to go back to sleep and say we're going to help the sick. Whether it's a brain chip for a quadriplegic or whatever, they give you the poor soul that you can help someone in distress, you see. But we know that the big agenda is ultimately to create a whole new species almost of humans. The great leap forward, as they couch it in their own phraseology. The great leap forward is to improve the types for more efficient work in this new efficient society, is to come out of this 100 years war that we've all heard about and we're actually in. One thing about psychopaths is that once you study them down through history, they're very predictable because they're creatures of instinct. They always end up doing the same things over and over. In fact, one of the traits of a psychopath is that they cannot learn by experience. They'll keep doing the same things over and over. And generally, the psychopaths build themselves up to a big club and eventually try and annihilate all the people who they become terrified of down below. If there's too many of them, and the same thing is going on today. They want their beautiful utopia where they can be free of all worry of the public rising against them because the public are always being robbed blind. What is called government today is nothing more than a huge mafiosa. That's all it is. And you have your little secret societies to join the mafia. You know, Mazzini was the man who was trained to take over the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry by Albert Pike, Giuseppe Mazzini. Mazzini just means Mason. And he was sent over to Italy to start revolutions, to unite all the little parts of Italy into a bigger, greater Italy. And Mazzini was the man who authorized the creation of the Mafia. Its initials mean something much, much more. They run the legal system above and the illegal system below. You have the angels above, as they call themselves, the angels of the high masonry. And then you have your hell's angels below. What one cannot do openly, the other one can do covertly. This is how the system, in fact, runs. And like all big gangs, they extort money from the public. That's what keeps them going. Now, the messages are coming up, and I'll be back after a few moments.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Here. This course towards an efficient society where no one will be born without a particular place for them to work, an occupation for them where they're needed, you see. No more of this haphazard finding your own way in life, even though we never really did in the past. We had limited choices depending on where you were born, the parents you were born into, the family, their influence, affluence, or lack of it. Would decide that you were limited in your choices as to where you would go. H.G. Wells talked about this, and he was a propagandist for the British elite. H.G. Wells was always given little realities to write stories around to get the public excited to go along a certain course, in fact, and to get them used to the certain ideas. It's very important to give even animals familiarity of an object or a person before you approach them. The longer you do it, the more easy it is to eventually approach them. They accept you as being part of their environment. It's called predictive programming. H.G. Wells is the man who coined the term the war to end all wars when they fooled a whole world into fighting World War One. It was supposed to bring equality out for the first time all over Europe, equality where no one would have to worry about not having a job or a home to live in. It was very important those days, having a home to live in, because there were far too few, and far too few people could actually afford to buy a house. They got over that hurdle by bringing along World War II and resurrecting the same big promise: we'll build you all these council homes, which you'll pay for by your tax money, if you just go and fight World War II, you see. And they all went off and did their bit, you see, did their duty and waved the flag and all that stuff, and killed lots of people, and came home to find out, well, they still hadn't done it all. And so they opened up condemned buildings, some of them 100 years old, and to put the new married couples into. They're always a bit late on their promises, but when it comes to war, they've got all the money in the world, it just materializes, and they find lots of pockets of money around parliaments and in ledgers and so on. Big con game, because we live in a world of extortion. One gang goes around demanding money by force. It's much easier if you train the public that it's all for your own benefit. Even now, when you look at the salaries of politicians, especially when they can retire after 5 years with a full pension, which isn't bad work if you can get it, eh? And you compare it with your own income and the taxes that you have to pay, there's a tremendous disparity between the two. But the beauty from the elite's point of view is they have trained the population that it's all quite normal. And we need all these big institutions and agencies to govern our lives because, well, you might need them one day in a crisis. But that's when you find out that the social work department isn't exactly what you thought it was, and that your health care isn't what you thought it was either. In fact, today, in many European countries, you might be a bit cautious about going into hospital at all, because if you're classified as a C, meaning you're just a common laborer, you might not get resuscitated if you have another coronary while in the hospital. But the man with a B or an A, who's more important to society, the local councillor or the head of the Freemasonic Lodge, well, you'll be resuscitated, you see. This is the world of equality we live in today. A big, cleverly cloaked mafia system where force is used. Now, in law, they say that they prefer to coerce the people. That means threaten you, you see, with laws. So you always have the threat, or to couch it in their terms, coercion into compliance. But you'll notice if you don't go along with the coercion, they will turn on the bully boys, and they have lots of them. Just like in the days of old, they dress them up in armor. Today they give them something called uniforms, and that means one form. That means the person is no longer a person. They're just part of a mob, a unified mob, uniform, one form, all shaped by masonry, as all uniformed agents are. You'll find in the military, with all the different procedures you will see on the parade ground, you're watching a Masonic demonstration, because even in the old hieroglyphs of Egypt, the march begins with the left foot forward, and that's why you'll always see the left foot forward on the hieroglyphs of Egypt. It begins with the left in every country. You actually salute the sun, you see, the sal. That's what it means. And then they have square bashing. They bash on the square. That's when they drill. They drill them into the uniformity they wish. You see a system all around you, and you don't understand what it means, because you've been born into it, and it exists, and no one's thought to tell you, or they didn't know themselves. And that's how we all learn that everything that exists must be normal, simply because it does exist. I'll be back after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi folks, Alan Watt back again, filling in for Charles Giuliani. Going through some of the things which are all around you and you've taken for granted, but never really seen what they mean. If you look at even the Star Wars series, you'll notice that most of the troopers were faceless, basically, because people who join armies in peacetime, when they're not called up or conscripted, are mercenaries. The god in all times of the soldier is really Mercury, as it is for merchants. So merchants and mercenaries and their god of Mercury never changes, really. They're faceless people. They become one. They're cannon fodder. They don't care who they kill. If George Bush or the people behind them, because they do have people behind them, so there's no point really in attacking George Bush on over any policy. If they wanted to make the Aborigines of Australia the target tomorrow, you'd be amazed at the demonization they could cause overnight. And suddenly you'd all be shocked to find that the Aborigines had all these weapons of mass destructions hidden underground, camouflaged as boomerangs, and you'd all believe it. And everybody would be chatting about it overnight and over coffee and getting all panicked about it. Then people would see flying boomerangs in the sky and think they were UFOs before you knew it. And then other authors would make books on that too and make a lot of money. That's the world we live in. It's run on disinformation and the ability to know how the vast bulk of humanity move on a certain topic, how they become emotive on a certain topic, and how to demonize anyone to be an enemy and how the public react. The women always look for the strongest person to promise them safety. That's why dictators, as Goring and Goebbels both said, the dictators must aim at the women and promise them security above all else, food and security. Then the men, of course, feel that their family, if they used to have one at one time, in fact, was a family unit, they would go off to protect the family unit. Now they just go off because they see it in video games, men with black uniforms killing people, and they want to emulate them because most people seek power. They look for the most powerful, and the winners are the ones that they join. That's how simple this system is. We are perfectly well understood, just as laboratory animals are. We're the most studied species on the entire planet. We have been for thousands and thousands, perhaps millions of years, because all the junk we're told about Mr. Darwin was nonsense. That was a higher religion he was espousing. He didn't even write the book. His grandfather did before him. We're living in a matrix where many levels are programmed for you to pop into and get more distorted with the illusions around you. Very confusing if you're just waking up. Don't panic if you're starting to wake up, and don't fall into the usual traps of trying to find a savior in the form of a two-legged man on the planet to save you. It doesn't work. It doesn't matter how whatever they promise you, they're generally frauds and put out there by the other side, be it politician or otherwise. You can't have a good world without participating in your own destiny. You can't hand it to someone else and say, please do it all for me. Doesn't work that way. Never did work that way. We must all do our little bit towards altering the course we're on, and we mustn't go heads-on with the controllers, because the controllers understand our nature is to hit them head-on. That's what the chessboard is all about, the black and the white squares. You have to think things through and decide what kind of world it's supposed to be or could be, because, like Lenin said, there are 1,000 directions humanity could take. It's just that the public mustn't be allowed to know it. They must think that the life they're born into and everything in it is natural and must have evolved that way by itself. That's as simple as that. As simple as that. The tragic thing about the world being changed now is that everyone is adopting the American culture, which isn't American either. It was created by a small dominant minority in the U.S., in the 1960s and 70s, international meetings were held by the Council on Foreign Relations in London with its parent organization, the Royal Institute for International Affairs, and all the other British Commonwealth groups were there present too. And published in the newspapers at the time, it said that they had all gathered to decide which country should take the lead in culture creation for the whole planet, to give a standard culture worldwide. And it was a toss-up between Britain with its little Pinewood studios or Hollywood, and they decided to make Hollywood the guiding light for the entire planet. That's been done. One of the biggest exports out of the U.S. happens to be movies and music, of course, because both are controlled within the U.S. Big money. You can go into Africa and see people with the hats on backwards and the baggy pants. You can go anywhere in the world and see the same thing, because you promote culture, culture creation. Now the CIA has admitted that all during the Cold War, all the radical movements that you thought were communist were actually run by the CIA. The idea being, supposedly, according to themselves, that those who would want to join a group would go for the most radical, so they would make them the most radical of all. And that went for the music industry, the far-left political parties and everything else that you thought was the enemy. Run both sides of everything, and you've got it made. Very, very simple. That's the world we live in. We're treated like animals. Behavioral psychologists are paid incredible amounts of money to run huge think tanks to manipulate us with our fashions, our music, and all the other things that go into culture. We emulate what we see, or as Charles Galton Darwin said, the people mimic. They mimic like monkeys. Now, we can't refute everything they say, because you can see it all around you. When the fashions come out, suddenly everybody adopts it, no matter what it is. If it's hanging pins out of your cheekbone, or an anchor hanging from the back of your ear or something, the people will adopt it because the stars at the top make it trendy. Plato talked about it 2,300 years ago, how it did the same back then. Nothing new under the sun, he said. We have never been given the chance, certainly not in the last couple of hundred years, to really develop our individuality as we came out of the Middle Ages, the feudal system, where you had a collective type society that didn't know very much. You were kept in the dark. You would run through the forest and be terrified because you'd been taught about demons and ghosts and spooks. And you'd run into that big church where the candles lit and felt all secure. And there's the man in the dress talking in a different language you couldn't understand, but it was magical, and you were now protected. That's what happened, and that was your worldview of everything. God was in control. And in those days, of course, there was no personal God. It was just a big impersonal force that gave you rules that you had to obey. And you didn't know about countries outside of your own. All you had to know was how to plow the land and bring in the corn and give it to your master. That was how very simple. So for 200 years we had a little break, especially in the Americas, where an individual could get off and lost in the big backwoods somewhere, if they wanted to, and be left alone until, unfortunately, in came the lawyers and the housing committees and the women's committees as they built towns, and they wanted to standardize everything all over again and bring in taxation, rules and laws, etc. Now they've closed off pretty well all of the loopholes where a person could live independently. That little couple of hundred years we had of potential freedom, they want everyone in this system. They threw out the net, and they do love nets. That's why you have the internet, you see. And the web. You get stuck on the web. There's no mistake in the terminology they use. It's always the same terminology over and over again. And for America, they gave you Webster's Dictionary. That's the world we live in. Vastly controlled by people who think they're tremendously clever, dealing with a lot of people who are not so clever, certainly not educated up to the same standard. But the reality is we're not psychopathic. Even the streetwise, uneducated psychopath can see the cons from the top immediately. He identifies with the mentality of his superior psychopath up there in the business suit. So it's no problem seeing through all the little lies and games that go on, or the excuses that are peddled to the public on a daily basis. We are managed like any other herd. During the SARS outbreak in Toronto a couple of years ago, the head of the Department for Disease Control was on television. And for the first time publicly, the public heard the term used for managing the public during such a crisis. And from the horse's mouth came the term herd management. That's what they call us. We are the herd. They're taught that now in high medical circles. And when there's to be an outbreak, they must manage the herd. Oh, moo, moo, moo. There you go. It should really be ba, ba, ba. Because perhaps during all this crisis management, you won't see anything on television except professionals telling you what to do. What to do during crisis management is quite simple. You do what you're told, because under the NATO agreement that every country signed in the West, You have to be contained in that area that's infected. No one gets out, probably permanently. If you try and escape, you have to be shot on sight. And if whole groups try to flee, you have to be bombed from the air with a special type of gas that kills you. That's our caretakers for you, you see. And when you stop worrying about who's going to do it to you, don't look to the Chinese. Don't look to the Aboriginals of Australia with their weapons of mass destruction disguised as boomerangs or anything else. It'll be your own people who will do it to you because they have hired lots of psychopaths to fly aircraft and to work in laboratories and spray you with various kinds of things. They're so arrogant, in fact, they even declassify some of this documentation once in a while and let you know what they've done to you in the past. The people of Espanola in Ontario had been sprayed daily for months on end a few years ago by American aircraft that came across the Great Lakes. The women were having stillbirths. The natives noticed, there's Indians here too, they noticed that even the deer were having stillbirths in the forest. Everyone had illnesses of one kind or another, tremendous bronchial problems. And it went all the way to the Supreme Court, where it was admitted they were being sprayed. But the substances they were being sprayed with couldn't be told to them because of reasons of national security. We are guinea pigs. In 1948, the government of Canada and the U.S. agreed to allow flying fortresses to come across into Canada and spray the entire city of Winnipeg for a couple of months at low level. Then, when the National Health Service came up into being, they traced everyone down through their lives to see what they died of and what illnesses came upon them. Why are you afraid of outsiders, the oldest trick in the book, when most of it is done by your own people? Terrifying prospect, isn't it? But that's the truth. They declassify this stuff and they tell you. Generally after a generation has died off, because a new generation really doesn't care. It seems all unreal to them. It doesn't dawn on them that perhaps a new experiment has been perpetrated upon themselves. It doesn't dawn on them. We're always being used towards an agenda. And the guys at the top in all countries, those who have succeeded in getting to the top through murder and mayhem and climbing over everyone else, are the psychopaths. They have an elite club, a world club. How does Baal glow? What is Baal? Baal is the god, eh? Of sacrifice. The old one. Sometimes the sun, sometimes merriment, but also of sacrifice. And that's what global is all about. You're watching the real Illuminati come to the fore as they think of themselves. But in reality, they're a substitute, very poor substitute too, because these characters have certainly lost their way and they're doing their best to make sure that we all go along in this false direction. We are at a critical phase because no one within the general public has ever had a chance to vote or decide or even debate on any major topic that concerns their own lives or those around them. It's all done for us. The emergence of the non-governmental organizations were all planned long ago. The non-governmental organizations were used in the Soviet Union. That's what Soviet means, government by councils. These non-governmental organizations that you think speak for you, even though you've never voted for them, and might never even meet any of the members, pretend they're grassroots. Yet when you look into their buildings, their office buildings, you'll find some of them have skyscrapers and many levels and hundreds of staff who are all on full-time salaries and benefits and pension plans, and you'll find they're all funded by the big foundations. The foundations that Albert Pike talked about creating that would rule the world. The foundations that Adam Weishaupt talked about too, that would be the front, the method by which they'd pay all the institutes that would guide the planet along its merry way. We are run by the new worldwide Soviet, and that is why Lenin said that the dictatorship of the proletariat, really it meant over the proletariat, would only last about 70 years, and then it would merge into a new system, not quite capitalist and not quite communist. It's a merger of the two, with the fasci at the top and a massive bureaucracy running the public in a communistic style down below. I'll be back after these messages.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Again, standing in for Charles Giuliani, going through some of the realities on level one matrix. because that's what level one matrix is. It's the basics. People who get off the floor of the matrix panic immediately when they wake up. The first instinct is to try to save everything that they have and the lifestyle that they have and everything with it. It isn't, it never dawns on them that everything that they know and take as normal was given to them, because all beliefs are induced beliefs in the system. You arrive at induced beliefs, induced by marketers that are marketed into your head. There's nothing really normal within this system at the present time. I used to wonder about my parents even. I listened to their conversations of the things that affected them in their lifetime when I was small. The hula hoop and all these fads went through, and all the different kinds of music, and I observed them. And I noticed that someone was filling their heads with stuff to pass their time with, anything to stop them from thinking for themselves and perhaps debating points of view with each other. That's a very important thing to understand, that most of the topics we're given, and even the politicians' names and so on, are just like sand in the wind. It doesn't matter about the faces in reality. They're all interchangeable, just like the troopers in Star Wars. It doesn't matter if they gave you a George Bush or someone else. It's just anyone who's picked to do that particular job by their superiors. That's all they are. Yet we get so consumed about them, thinking it's just this one person and a couple of men behind them. Nothing is further from the truth. In the system, which has been, in fact, unified for quite some time, the elite within one country could never make a move without the permission of them all in this big round table of theirs, this fake round table, because they can never do things very properly. These men who call themselves nobles have no nobility within them. They're born liars, and they have taken over. They actually use the term the noble lie to get us to go along with their agendas. We're just too silly and ignorant, you see, to understand the whole truth. We might not want to sacrifice so much to get to a predetermined goal if we knew what it was all about. So they say that we're simply just too silly. We must be guided like children, and therefore they give us the noble lie. You know what I mean, you know, weapons of mass destruction, weapons of mass destruction, caw, 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 that kind of stuff. Remember what Lenin said, we shall win by slogans. And this has been used for the last 100-odd years very effectively. When they meet at the higher levels in the political game, you'll find that Condoleezza Rice and everyone else involved will come out using the same exact little terms back after these messages.
Recent internet.